pills that have been proposed remedy symptoms only and do nothing to remove the root causes of our problem. The present liquidity problem, for example, is certainly not the cause, but it is an effect of the disparities in the development of competitive positions of different countries in the world market. None of the plans proposed, neither the Bernstein plan, the gold price increase plan, etc., would do anything either to avoid or to remedy the trouble. The real cause of imbalances are that the internal purchasing power, the price level, the internal purchasing power of the global currency, move differently. Perhaps we should talk specifically about the German problem. Western Germany, since the end of the war, gradually regained its contact with foreign markets. It regained its outlook, its old customs. This brought about an increasing rate of exports. The exports tended to rise while the German import demands did not. Thus, an exchange rate, the foreign exchange rate of the West German mark, it was first might have been perfectly correct in 1948 or 1949, was not correct anymore 10 years later when the competitive position of German export industry had improved so greatly. Hence, the only possibility of the real cause of the imbalance of payment surplus of Germany was that improvement of the German competitive position. The U.S. views on this problem were particularly